It's time for Marty Lori's greatest games in Giants history.
Orange and Black Baseball is celebrating 60 years of Bay Area traditions, and just like the G-Men, Georgie Brothers Furniture in South San Francisco is filled with the newest traditions of fine furniture. Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture. Established in 1933, the Georgie Brothers Furniture family would now like to invite you to this week's Greatest Game with Marty Lurie
on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft of MLB.com. And Chris, we're going to look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, on this one, we're going to go back to Friday, June 12th of 2009. It's interleague play, the Giants and the A's. And the A's have come over to AT&T Park. It's a Friday night. I'm sure it's a beautiful night. 36,035 show up to see a matchup of Tim Lincecum against Vin Mizarro. Now, Lincecum comes into this game 5-1, Mizarro 2-0. And the A's and Giants are going to hook up in this three-game series. But is Tim Lincecum having a tremendous season so far against Vin Mizarro? So that's the matchup in this one, Chris.
Tim, of course, Marty, was the National League's reigning Cy Young Award winner at this point. Every time he went out was a cause for, you know, celebration in a way. I mean, I remember people, Giants employees, would tell each other, Happy Lincecum Day. Vin Mizarro was nothing to sneeze at, really. He had he had come along and made his mark for the Free A's. So really, this was handicapped out, so to speak, to be a good pitching matchup.
Well, the Giants come in 31-28. The A's are 27-32. As I say, this is 2009. We know good things are coming in 2010, but this is 2009. All right, Chris, let's see why we picked this one as one of the great games. No score as we get to the A's third, but they do threaten against Lincecum. Rajai Davis pops out to first. Jack Hanahan, a base hit. Mizarro sacrifices him over, and then Lincecum gets Cabrera on a fly ball to center field, and that is the end of the inning. Aaron Rowan corrals that one. We go to the fourth. Lincecum gets in trouble again. And, Chris, he got in trouble, but he got out of trouble because he was so good. And I think this game was such an example of that. Adam Kennedy gets a base hit. Jack Kust rips a double into right center field. The right fielder, Nate Schierholz, had the great arm, gets it, throws a strike into the second baseman to cut it off, and they're going to turn. Burris is going to turn to the plate. Benji Molina is waiting and puts the tag on Adam Kennedy to get Lincecum out of trouble there. But it's not done yet. Matt Holliday gets a walk to put on first and second, and then Lincecum, Chris, strikes out Jason Giambi.
1-2. Got him.
Change up, and I mean a pearl.
And Landon Powell to end the inning. I'm going to go on one more inning. The A's fifth. They get first and third and two out. And Lincecum, and this is what he was so good at, Chris, strikes out Adam Kennedy.
Runner goes. Kennedy out swinging. Throw to first, inning over.
So we go to the Giants, part of the fifth now, and they have no score. Vin Mizarro and Lincecum.
One thing about Tim Lincecum, he did not mess around when he was on the mound. Usually strike one is a fastball. Maybe Tim would throw another fastball with life on it. Maybe he'd throw his changeup. Maybe he'd throw that curve that worked so well. By that point, it gets to 0-2. You know, a lot of pitchers, Marty, would nibble around, try to hit a corner, try to waste a pitch and all that. Not Tim Lincecum. He wanted to get strike three right away. Again, that's partly what made him the freak.
Well, he really just got out of trouble just the way you described it, Chris. Let me give you the lineups in this game just so we get an idea. Cabrera's at short, Kennedy at second, Kust, who got that doubles in right, Holliday in left, Giambi at first, Powell catching, Davis in center, and Jack Hanahan is at third, and of course Vin Mizarro is the pitcher in this one. Aaron Rowan for the Giants. This is the 2009 lineup. Renteria at short, Wynn in left field, Molina catching, Sandoval at first, Uribe at third, Schierholz in right, Burris at second, and Lincecum on the mound. So, all right, so now we go to the bottom of the fifth. Lincecum has danced around, and Chris, you described it beautifully of getting the strikeouts to get out of that inning. Sandoval ends up with a bunt single, believe it or not, to third base, and he surprises Hanahan and beats it out. Well, Uribe hits a ground ball down the short. Cabrera goes the easy way to second for the force out. Springs up Nate Schierholz, who gets a base hit, and it's first and second. Emmanuel Burris walks, and guess who comes up? Lincecum. And, Chris, whenever he came up, even to hit, there was sort of a buzz in the crowd. And for this one, he gets a base hit.
Now the 2-1 pitch.
Swing, line drive, base hit center field. Uribe will come in to score the first run of the game, and it's delivered by none other than Tim Lincecum. 1-0 Giants.
Puts the Giants up 1-0. Rowan comes up with a base hit. Two score. They're up 3-0. Renteria taps into a double play to end the inning. But they gave Lincecum the 3 runs he needed. But he got the hit to get it going. It was something when he got to the plate, the fans just sort of got excited.
I think mainly that would happen largely because, well, A, he was so popular. B, he was a really good athlete. I personally would wait for the at bat where he hit a home run. It never happened. But I kept on thinking it's going to happen because, again, he could drive a golf ball 9 million yards, and it's waiting for him to do it on a baseball field.
Well, he was a good athlete. All right, now Lincecum can feel it, Chris, and this is what you talked about, the Cy Young year for him. Innings 6 through 9, gives up a hit to Nomar Garciaparra, pinch hit, gives up a hit to Matt Holliday, and that's it. That's it. And we get to the 9th inning. The A's are down 3-0. Giambi grounds out to second. Easy play there for the second baseman, Burris. Powell bounces back to Lincecum, and he appropriately ends the game with a strikeout of Rajay Davis.
He's only had 2 complete games. 1 strike away from 1 right here. Here's his windup. 2-2 pitch. He struck it out with a changeup. The ball game is over. The Giants have defeated Oakland, and Tim Lincecum with his 2nd Major League shutout. The Giants 3, the Athletics nothing. And for Lincecum, his 8th strikeout of his first complete game in 2009.
So Lincecum goes the distance, 9 innings, 7 hits, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts. Mazzaro's gone after 6 and gives up the 3 runs. Garcia and Edgar Gonzalez face the Giants the rest of the way. But the Giants end up winning this one 3-0, 2 hours and 2 minutes. They run their record to 32-28. Lincecum goes to 6-1. Mazzaro 2-1. And 36,000 on the Friday night go home happy. And, Chris, the Giants go on to win on Saturday 5-2 and also win 7-1 behind Matt Cain on Sunday. So they end up sweeping the Interleague Series here at AT&T Park. Chris, let me just give you Lincecum's numbers for the year. And, again, I love doing these shows because it reminds us just how good he was and why people loved him right to the very end, and no one wanted to let him go. 32 starts for Lincecum, 225 innings pitched, 168 hits, 10 homers in 225 innings, 68 walks, and 261 strikeouts. He goes 15-7. With a 2.48 earned run average. The big star in the team, Pablo Sandoval, Chris, 25 homers, 90 RBIs, with a 9.43 OPS. So that's the 2009 Tim Lincecum, the 2009 Pablo Sandoval.
A lot of promise from both of them. They delivered on that promise. That helped the Giants win 3 World Series in the years to come. So for Giants purists, the combination we saw in this game, not to overspeak it, but something to behold, it really was.
Well, as I say, it sort of portended for what was coming for next year. The Giants end up this 2009 season 88-74, 14 games over 500. They end up 4 games behind Colorado, who was in 2nd place, and the Dodgers end up winning by 7 and winning the division. But good things were coming in 2010. So that's why we picked this one. A great Tim Lincecum game. It's a great example of who he was in those days and why the fans loved him. So, Chris, that's another great game in Giants franchise history.
This has been Marty Lurie's Greatest Games in Giants History on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Orange and Black Baseball is celebrating 60 years of Bay Area traditions, and Georgie Brothers Furniture is celebrating being in the Bay Area's premier home furnishings destination since 1933. Family owned and operated for 3 generations, Georgie Brothers has become one of the largest and most established full-time furniture stores in Northern California. Their 50,000 square foot showroom has today's looks at every every price point. Georgie Brothers attributes its success to their expert non-commissioned designers, customization abilities, and competitive prices. Offering sofas, sectionals, and recliners, bedroom and dining, office to kids furniture, not to mention lighting, mattresses, area rugs, and carpet, even outdoor furniture for your home. Serving Northern California for 85 years. Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture.